first things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh,
everybody, welcome to One Sports Talk. I'm riding solo tonight, folks. It's your host, Mike Yelich, along with Dustin Pastola. He will be calling in. He has the flu, and I got to be honest with you guys. I am not willing to get sick right before the Eagles' divisional round playoff game. I almost said wild card, and I'm not willing to take that chance. So, guys, it's me tonight. Mike Yelich taking you up until the 10 o'clock hour, 917-889-8018. Press 1 to talk to me. And we're going to have Rob Guarino coming on. I say we. All right. I will have Rob Guarino coming on. 9:30, you can join him. As I said, 918-889-8018. That's the number. Press 1 to talk to me. Got a lot of topics I want to talk about, though. All right. I really, as the week has gone on, I've gotten more and more excited for this game for a multitude of reasons. We'll get to them. We're also going to be talking about, did I not tell you that the Los Angeles Rams were not as good as everyone thought? They're an inexperienced team, and their inexperience would show. Sure enough, it did. I'm watching. I'm like, they're not winning this game. Falcons are going to win. Eagles are going to get the Falcons. This is exactly what you all wanted, folks. This is exactly what you wanted. Well, you got it. You got the Rams. Or, I'm sorry, you got the Falcons. The number six seed against the number one seed. And the number six seed is actually favored. Can you believe that? It's incredible to me. But when you look at it from the outside, you see Nick Foles against Matt Ryan. Okay, well, Matt Ryan wins that. You look at it, though, defensively, the backfield 100% better. Defensive line? Yeah, you got to give the edge to the Eagles. How can you not? Besides the Vikings, they might have the best defensive line in football. The run game? That's a toss-up. I like the Eagles' run game. I got to be honest. And, you know, the stat that I'm going to start off with, throw it out there, because I know I'm all about stats, I'm all about the alacrity, and I'm going to be bringing that. And I have to, because I'm solo tonight until Dustin calls in at, I think the 9 o'clock hour he's going to be calling in, along with Rob Guarino, along with all of you, 917-889-8018. We'll get to your calls in a second, but I want to bring this up, okay? The stat that I pulled up just the other day, mind-boggling to me why you would look at this and not say, you have to run the ball, okay? This is true. Jay Ajayi, you run him more than 20 times in a game. He has averaged 128 yards. They are 9-0 when Jay Ajayi runs for that much. 9-0. The Eagles are 4-0 in home divisional playoff games. 4-0. Eagles are 3-0. In playoffs as home underdogs. He's 1-3 at the link. And the Falcons, 0-2 in the playoffs in Philadelphia. Guys, I don't know. I'm probably getting myself pumped up just to bring myself back down. But those stats, they say something to you. They speak to you. And then, I don't know. The Jay Ajayi thing, too. You look at all of it combined, and I still have the Eagles losing. But that's a different story for a different day. Explain why later on the show, Nick Foles. I mean, really. How can you look at Nick Foles and say he's a competent quarterback? I know. I heard it all week. Listen, my job, all right? Listen, I do sales, which means I talk to a number of people. And every single person I bring up the Eagles to always lays back and says this. Oh, I don't know, though. 2013, Nick Foles looked pretty good then. Oh, 27-2. Stick it up your keister. He sucks. Don't give me 27-2. 2013, did you check the calendar? That's 5 damn years ago, man. Time to let 2013 go. Move on. It's 2018, last time I checked. And last time I checked, Nick Foles stunk it up against the Raiders. He stunk it up against the Cowboys. Okay, wow, one damn game. He did okay against one of the worst defenses in the league. Don't give me Nick Foles, please. God.
Listen,
Andy Reid, you stink, all right? I have not missed this at all. I really haven't. I didn't miss that. He stinks. He can't win a playoff game. The Chiefs haven't won since 1993. We'll get to that. We're taking your call, 917-889-8018. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to line number one. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Derek from Akanji. How you doing tonight, Mike?
Hey, how you doing tonight, Derek?
I'm good, man. I think you're a little high on the Eagles right now because statistically they're more or less the same as the Falcons, with the exception of points scored.
You heard what I said after that. I don't believe in Nick Foles. What do you mean I'm high on them? Oh, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, because you believe the defense is going to pull them through. And they're not.
I don't think the defense is going to pull them through enough to win the game. I think the defense does pull through. I don't think the defense looks as crappy as it looked. I got to be honest, though. Have they really looked crappy? I mean, here's the thing, Derek. Do you look at it at the defense this way? Because you could break it down into two areas, okay? One, you could say the defense is terrible because look at what they did against Seattle. Look what they did against the Rams. And then look what they did against the Giants. But then the flip side of that is, yeah, but before that, the defense was phenomenal. And then against the Raiders, they gave up what? And then against the Dallas Cowboys, they gave up 6. And that was against their second string. So they really shut them out. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to do here. Which defense are we going to get?
That's the real question. And you have to remember the playoff football aspect of this too. Like once you get into the playoffs, it really is different and the emotions are going to be running high in this game. And the fact that you don't have your team leader playing while he doesn't play on defense, I have a hard time believing that's not going to affect the defense. And you're going up against, you can't deny you're going up against one of the best receivers in the game in Julio Jones. Like you said, you know, Matt Ryan's winning that battle if you're just pitting Matt Ryan against Nick Foles. Freeman's not terrible. I mean, offensively, they're pretty stacked. And if they get clicking, it can be ugly.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think if they get clicking, it could be ugly. I agree with that. Last year, you look at it, they're the big play offense. All right, they go off big plays. They're not that this year. They're not as high scoring as last year. You know, last year they were the offensive juggernaut, and then they choked. This year they're not. They're a good offensive team, but I think their defensive backfield especially is a lot better this year. So when looking at it, are they different from last year? Yes, they are. And I think it actually bodes better for the Eagles. However, even with all those stats alone, now the Eagles at home defensively, the only thing that I'm kind of like, I'm going to pick against the Eagles, all right? Sorry. I know, and I'm going to get crap for that, especially from Dustin. But I don't think the Eagles actually pull it out. However, the thing that I'm having trouble with is looking at their home record and how they play so damn well on the defensive end and defensive side of the ball when they're at home at the link with this crowd around them. And it's tough to play here. It's a tough place to play. And Matt Ryan, I don't know if you know this, for the second day today he was limited. Yesterday, he sat out. He could say for personal reasons or not. You saw that hit he took right near his ear. I'm telling you, he's thinking about that. That looked like it hurt. So I'm not.
Yeah, he's sandbagging.
I don't know. Don't be surprised. He's going to have that in the back of his mind. I don't want to get my ear injured again. I don't want to be Mike Tyson. You watch. I guarantee you. And you know what? If anybody is going to get to him, put it on Tim Jernigan, Chris Long, Fletcher Cox. Those guys, Brandon Graham, they will get to Matt Ryan. And he's a pocket passer. This is exactly what all the Eagles fans wanted. It was hand-wrapped. This season of miracles, in a weird way, has just continued. You wanted. I still think the Eagles win in a very close game. But this is the best-case scenario. Do you not agree, Derek?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they do have the advantage for playing at home. I mean, that's obviously why it's called home field advantage. But I think Nick Foles is going to shit the bed again.
Really? All right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know defense wins championships, but the statistics, the defenses are virtually the same in points scored, yards allowed, all that stuff. I really think it's going to come down to which offense is clicking.
I mean, you might be right. I also wanted to, and I just got this tweeted at me. Okay, so listen to this. So apparently, throughout the Eagles locker room and the Eagles organization, they have a bunch of signs and posters that just say underdogs. This is what we're being called? Let's make sure they never call us that again. So I don't know. That's interesting. That's interesting. All the Eagles locker room, all the Eagles players, they're putting posters, they're putting signs around that say underdog. And for this team that's 13-3, I got to be honest with you, I was a little shocked to see that Atlanta was 2.5 at now 3-point favorites in this game in Philly. That's a shock to me. So I don't know what that says to you, but to me, that says we are pissed off. We are not going to have to, you know, live with the underdog mentality. We are going to prove it. We are going to show the world. And I like it. I actually like it. I like that they're putting that in the locker room.
I just imagine a lot of the players reading that stuff and then, like, making, like, the Gruden scrunch face. You know what I'm talking about? Like, look, I'm like, oh, mm-hmm, okay.
By the way,
yep.
You can make fun of the man all you want, but he got the world handed to him. What do you think about that? We're going to talk about that, but what do you think about that John Gruden deal?
Dude, I'm about to become a Raiders fan. Like, I'm excited for the Raiders about that because, like, he's going to bring the swagger back to Oakland. And I think it's kind of cool that he'll, you know, hopefully transition to he'll be there when they go to Los Angeles. Like, I think that's cool. But, yeah, he definitely got paid.
I don't think – I'm looking at that.
I am pissed off.
Right, exactly. I'm looking at that like, I am pissed off. How's he going to get – $100 million, 10 years, and partial ownership? My God, he's a good coach. Is he that good?
Well, dude, have you looked at the Raiders owner? Like,
well, yeah.
Davis's son, I don't even know what his name is, but, like, that he looks crazy. Like, come on, man. He looks like he should be on, like, Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. No,
with that haircut.
I definitely agree. Real quickly, I brought it up to you earlier, you know, and I told this to a couple people. Other people were like, you're insane. And one person was like, yeah, I agree. But the other, like, five or six basically said I was insane. So I want to hear your thoughts on this, all right? The WVU connection, and it has nothing to do with my best friend that went to WVU, all right, even though I met two of these players. But I got to be honest with you. The WVU will save the Eagles next season if we go after them. You see Nick Foles. Screw Nick Foles. He stinks. You see Wendell Smallwood. He stinks. You know what you need? We need the WVU to invade the Philadelphia Eagles. And when I say that, I'm saying this. Comes in, how about Pat White from WVU, the former quarterback? Yeah, Wendell Smallwood. How about Noel Devine? And better yet, how about – what do you think – what would you say about that Steve Slayton, huh? Steve Slayton, Noel Devine, and Pat White come to the Eagles next year and save all the backup roles. Your thoughts?
Dude, what the hell are you on? And, like, how far down the free agent bag did you go? Like, I forgot those people even existed. Like, are they even in the league anymore?
Well, can I Listen. Listen. No, they're not. But no, hear me out. They're not in the league anymore. However, I hate how everyone just kind of laughs at this because I actually don't – I don't agree with this. And the couple people I told, like I said, they're like, dude, you're, like, insane. And, yes, I may viably be insane. However, do you know that Pat White and Noel Devine – I'm sorry, Noel Devine, Pat White, basically all these guys, okay? They are now currently on the Edmonton Eskimos. Now, that's the CFL, all right? But – if we remember correctly, Jeff Garcia was in the CFL, and then the Eagles called him. So, you know, you can laugh all you want, but the Edmonton Eskimos, who knows? We haven't watched any.
All right, well, that's fair. At least they're still playing football.
Right.
Like, that's what I was wondering, because I haven't heard their name in forever, but maybe. I think Steve Slayton's good.
Blowing up right now. Okay, so I goofed. All right, so everyone except for Pat White. Pat White actually retired because he got depressed. So, but besides him, Noel Devine and Steve Slayton both play for the Edmonton Eskimos. So that could.
I think you should just get Steve Slayton. Like, that's it.
Well, Pat White.
What made you think of that?
The WVU connection. They love each other. All those guys.
Yeah, but why? Like, what? Just because they're the WVU connection, like, what made you think to want them to come to the Eagles?
People,
yeah, that's what I thought.
So,
yeah, I got nothing. It seems like a cool idea, but you know what? Yeah, Twitter's also say, what are you on right now, and how high are you? Yeah, that's. let me tell you, yeah. Derek, give me a prediction real quickly for this Eagles game. I'm up against it.
I think it's going to be 24-10 Atlanta.
It's not even a close game, is what you're predicting.
No, not really. I think Atlanta will be clicking, but I'm giving your defense credit because I think Atlanta could put a lot of points on the board, but. I think it's going to be a normal scoring game because the Eagles' defense is good. But, I got to say, man, later on, I know you're up against it, but you should talk about that Jacksonville-Pittsburgh game in detail later because that is going to be a good game. I know a lot of people might laugh at that because Blake Bortles is garbage, but that will be a good game.
Who wins?
I think Jacksonville wins. Yeah, man. I know that it was earlier in the season. I know it was early, and Le'Veon Bell was kind of getting going because he was holding out and stuff. So people will probably attribute it to that, but they shut him down, and Fournette had a huge game. Like, and I think that they can just repeat that because their defense is on fire.
Okay, and then give me a Titans Patriots. Just like stupid. What's the
New England, Minnesota.
What does that mean?
So we got Atlanta, New England, Jacksonville, and Minnesota moving on. Those are my picks this week.
Do you actually think the Vikings are capable of beating the Saints?
I do, because their defense is good.
God. All right, well.
And I love Case Keenum. All right, I'm up against it. Bye.
Let me just say this real quick. Pat White, he was on the Dolphins in 2009. He was on the Virginia Destroyers in 2011, and he was on the Washington Redskins in 2013. Derek's team, by the way, and the Edmonton Eskimos. He's got to stop that I'm up against it nonsense, by the way. But because of
have a ham sandwich.
No, I'm saying because of that, this guy can still play. Yeah, he retired because he was depressed. Well, you know what? Be undepressed. That's what I have to say. I'm coming right back. Got to pay some bills. Got Rob Guarino coming up. Dustin's going to be calling in. We're taking more of your calls. Guys, just hold on. I will get to you in a second. But like I said, I got to pay the bills, all right? They're not going to pay themselves. We'll be back right after this.
Satisfaction's guaranteed. football season is upon us. And at Phillipsburg East and Honda, that means amazing deals all season long on our new Hondas, like the award-winning Accord. Right now, we're making it even easier to get into yours by dropping the prices so low, you can't help but save big. We have all your favorite Honda vehicles available on our lot with incredible pricing. Accord, CR-V, Civic, Fit, all with special limited-time incentives. Now is the best opportunity to take advantage of these huge savings. Plus, we'll even give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. That's right, we'll give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. So close out the summer by celebrating real savings at Phillipsburg East and Honda. Don't miss the Honda Savings Kickoff going on now. But hurry, these incredible prices and offers are available for a limited time only. Visit pehonda.com and apply for credit today. Saying yes is what we do best. Phillipsburg East and Honda,
satisfaction's guaranteed. Vehicle must be in safe operating condition.
All right. You know what's not going to be in safe operating condition? Work Kaiser Electric. They're always safe when they're operating. That was terrible. They're always giving free estimates. Guys, they're powered by integrity. They got revolving coupons on the website at workkaiserelectric.com. And I can honestly tell you, you know, they've done it for me. They can do it for you. Why not? You know, they did it for me as far as what was that? They did it for me as far as the electric goes here. Now, I run a Christmas attraction every Christmas, lights in Greenwald. And, you know, this year, it was so phenomenal. I thank everyone for coming out. But more importantly, Werkheiser Electric gave me the power to put lights in Greenwald together. They can give you the power as well. You just got to call them at 610-866-1076 and go to Werkheiser Electric, Daegu Auto Body. They're, you know, they're family-owned and operated since 1948. They have the state-of-the-art facility over there. You know, you can finance your deductible. You got, guys, you get 90 days free. It takes 45 seconds approval. You can get updated repair status online. Daegu's car rental service. They're accepting all insurance appraisals, and they are giving free estimates. They are your auto body specialist. Watch your cars get repaired. And there's actually pictures of the repairs as they happen, updated daily on the website at daeguautobody.com. Located on 135 Howardtown Road, North Catasauqua, PA, at 610-264-5507. Also, want to mention Miller Lite, all right? Now, Miller Lite, this is the way I look at Miller Lite. When I was in Ocean City, Maryland, it always comes up, so why not, you know? When I was in Ocean City, Maryland, I looked at my beer, and I'm like, why am I not having a good time? It's because I'm not drinking the right beer. I'm drinking, you know, virgin water. I just made that up. But Miller Lite is not virgin water. It is the best beer around. You're gonna feel it. You're gonna really feel the difference when drinking the beer. You're gonna look at it and you're gonna be like, wow, this is phenomenal beer. And I'm gonna be like, yeah, you know why? Because it's Miller time, baby. Beer. Check out Miller Lite and make sure you go to Miller Lite. All right, we're back here on Sports Talk. Taking your calls up until the 10 o'clock hour, we got Rob Guarino coming on. He actually texted me. Listen to this. He texted me and goes, oh, I'm getting a new phone. Can we make it a little later tonight? So I'm gonna see, what kind of phone did he get? Did he get the new iPhone? Did he get Google? Or did he get a Microsoft phone? I don't even know. You know what? Half the time, guys, I don't even know what I'm talking about. And it's when it involves this stuff. Does Microsoft even have a phone? Is Microsoft even around anymore? Importantly, who cares? All right? I am talking sports, all right? I don't care about the other stuff.
That's not true!
Yes, it is true. I don't care about the other stuff. I care about sports. More importantly, I care about this team. And to be quite honest with you, I don't know. It's like I'm split with this game coming up. I'm split because I'm looking at it and I'm saying, How can they lose? But then again, how can they win? Like, I mean, how can they win? But then again, how can they lose? Because they're so good at home with this defense. But then Nick Foles is just so bad. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, well, I don't know what to do here. Because, you know, a part of me wants to just be like, all right, you know what? It's time to just let it go. Carson Wentz is done. Chalk it up. We'll have who knows as the quarterback in September. Carson Wentz will be back, you know, late September, early October. Ride us into the playoffs, and then we'll be right here. But it's not that easy. Easy to just look at next year and just be like, oh, well, screw this year. You know, it happens. No. No.
I want me some glory hole.
Why? So I'm not okay with it. I mean, winning this game is...
kind of circumcising the mosquito.
Yeah, that's exactly what this game's going to be. Winning this game will be exactly like that. But I think they can do it. I just don't know how. I mean, the defense is going to stand up. Yeah, I got it. But Nick Foles is just awful. I don't want to hear, 2013, he was 27-2. I got it. I know, 2013, he also went to the playoffs and lost. He lost. Stop. You know, we had a caller earlier say, oh, I think you're riding the Eagles too much. What are you kidding me? Riding the Eagles too much? I'm saying they lose in a close game. What do you want me to do? Say they have no shot and they're going to get blown out 40-0? No. I think they have a possibility of making this a close game. I do. And that's all due to their defense. And none of this will be Nick Foles. I will come on this program next week and just whatever. Whatever anybody wants me to do. You can make bets all you want. I will come on this program next week and say, look, I'm wrong. I'm the worst. And I know nothing. And blah, 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 blah. Foles wins the game for them. You know he's not. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. You know he's not going to win the game for you. Stop. Take your Nick Foles comments and stick them right where Case Keenum is. Up your keister, Case Keenum. Please. He stinks. And just like I said, the Rams are too inexperienced, and they're going to get beat. And Dustin was like, oh, they're not going to get beat. They have a good team. Yeah, how'd that work out? Their inexperience showed. After the first quarter of that game, I'm looking at it, I'm like, they're not winning this game. This is how the Falcon wins written all over it. You could see Matt Ryan in his face. He wasn't losing, which is another reason why I think this could be a close game coming up. Because you looked at that game and you saw the Falcons gave it their all. They gave everything they had to win that game. And they stuffed the Rams up their sock, okay? But I don't know. They're probably not going to have as much for this game against the Eagles, but I don't think they'll need as much. Because while I don't think Jared Goff is that great, he's certainly better than Nick Foles. All right, we're taking your calls, 917-889-8018. Dustin will be joining us shortly again. He is sick and out with the flu, and I don't want him getting anywhere near me. And then we have Rob Guarino coming on also at 9:30. He's getting a new phone, so we'll check him out and see exactly what the weather will bring, which, by the way, all of a sudden now there's a heat wave Friday, and then Saturday it gets colder, so it becomes, it will be interesting because Falcons may not have much of a home field disadvantage, if you know what I mean. 917-889-8018. We're taking your calls. Let's go to line number one. Actually, no, let's go to line number two. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Easton.
Tony, how you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing well, Mike. How you doing?
I'm I said this at the top of the program. I'm split because there's one part of me that says, there's no way the Eagles can lose this game. And then there's another part of me that says, there's no way the Eagles can win this game. Because Nick Foles and the defense. The defense has played so darn good at home. But Nick Foles is just awful. There's no way they win with him. Where are you at? Where do you see it? I know you're a Niners fan, but where do you see it on the outside?
You know, I tend to agree with you here. I think the defense is championship caliber. You know, they're playing lights out. Like I said before when I called in, they really remind me of, you know, the Giants pass rush that's gotten them to the Super Bowl. you know, two times over. But, you know, they're playing really well, and I agree with you that they're probably not going to win this game simply because Nick Foles is just not – he just can't compare to, in my opinion, a Matt Ryan-type quarterback in the playoff situation. You know, there's quarterbacks that I feel that the moment may be too big for them, and one of those guys is Case Keenum for me. I said it before. I'll say it again. I think that I don't think that he's going to win a game in this playoff, in this playoff run. But another guy is Nick Foles. So, you know, Mike, I have to agree with you 100%.
Wow. Yeah. And you bring up a good point. I'm glad you brought Case Keenum up. All right, because I got a couple tweets and I got a text message too, from Viking fans. Yeah, they exist somehow, I guess. From a Viking fan. And, first of all, skull, whatever that means. But what I have to say is this. He says Case Keenum is the MVP, and I say, stop talking about Case Keenum as MVP.
Well, like, yeah, that's absurd.
You sound stupid.
That's absurd.
Really? And then you call
this yeah, listen.
Say, okay, what? Come on.
No, yeah, I mean, come on, let's not get it too far ahead of ourselves. The guy has thrown, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was 22 touchdowns and 7 interceptions on the year, which is definitely above average. You know, you're getting into that 3 touchdown to, you know, 1 interception ratio. That's incredible. But there are guys that put up, you know, much more impressive numbers with much less talent, you know.
Oh, really? You know, what do you want? Give him a Nestle Tollhouse gift card or something. Like, what does that get? Oh, he's 22 and 7. Who cares? All right? Try winning the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly.
He's what I'm talking about. Jared Goff. And I said last week, they will lose this game. Falcons are going to shock the world. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, okay. You know nothing. Yeah? Who knows nothing next?
Yeah.
They're one and done. Yeah. Guess what? Vikings. They're one and done.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Mike. I was behind the Rams, you know, I told you before, but the one game that I was worried about with the upset would be the Rams playing the Falcons, just simply because they're one of the youngest teams, and the Falcons have that experience. They're inconsistent as all hell, in my opinion, so you don't know which team's going to show up, especially on offense. And that's why the Eagles do have a chance, in my opinion, but Nick Foles is going to have to play lights out, and I don't know if he's capable of doing that with this amount of pressure on his back.
And I love the people that are trying to tell me, you don't understand, Mike. The Nick Foles, dude, in 2013, first of all, it's 2018 last time I checked. Let's turn the calendar like everyone else does, all right? And, you know, they're like, 27-2. Yeah, I got it. He had a good year. Like, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to sing his praises? Wow,
right.
Congratulations. He officially sucked. I mean, did you see him play this year? The guy doesn't even look like he's into the game. He looks like I read an article earlier from CBS that said Nick Foles wasn't his heart and his head, which is both things when you need to play football, weren't even in the NFL anymore. And he wanted to retire. Oh, yeah, he's our starting quarterback, by the way. Come on. Like, really?
Yeah, let me ask you a question real quick, Mike.
Sure.
Were you surprised at all that they didn't try to improve the quarterback situation at all? I mean, they could have brought somebody in at some point when Carson went down. Were you looking for them to do that, or?
You know, I the obvious one's Kaepernick, and, you know, I don't want the distraction. I really don't.
Right.
Who else is out there? I mean,
but anybody else? I don't know. You know, there's got to be somebody.
I don't know. And then I'm hearing people, and it's just ludicrous at this point, say Jeff Garcia. You realize how old the guy is? 5-year-old, 46-year-old.
No,
in here and quarterback our team. Come on. Stop.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I guess really there's nobody out on the market. You know, I posed that question before, thinking about anybody but Kaepernick, and there really isn't anybody.
There's really not. I mean, you know, you could look at, you know, your obvious backup. I mean, we could have traded for a lonely back, you know, gave up like a fifth round or a sixth round for Matt Schaub. But I mean, really, what does that get?
No. It's not worth it. No. At least Nick Foles. At least Nick Foles. There's a chance. You know. There's always a chance. It might be small, but who knows? You know. You've got the offensive line. You've got
That's
the run game.
True.
Maybe he doesn't need too big of a game. Maybe he doesn't need too big of a game. You know. Maybe that run game carries it. I don't know. It's possible.
Really. You know. I want to give the Eagles fans something to rely on. I'll just say your defense. You bring up Nick Foles, I'll say this.
No. I'm with you.
I said rely on. Not going to cost you. Something that you can rely on. If you get Tim Jernigan in there, you get Fletcher Cox, you get Brandon Graham, you get Chris Long, you get these guys in there and involved, Nigel Bradham through the middle. I mean, that's what's going to win you the game. Not some drunk giraffe like Nick Foles.
Maybe they're definitely. Who knows? But perhaps they're going to need a defensive touchdown to win this game.
Oh, 100%. They might need two. They might need a defensive touchdown and a special teams touchdown. How about that?
Yeah, but Mike, do you agree that Atlanta's offense is very inconsistent? I mean, they might not be able to put up the points to really make this game anything but like a really tight matchup.
I do think that. I said this at the beginning of the program. Last year, Atlanta's powerful offense, that was their big thing. Yeah,
Kyle Shanahan was there last year.
But, yeah, well, that too. That's something you have to look at too. But they relied on – they were the big play offense. You had Julio Jones. You had Sanu. You had everyone.
Right.
I mean, you had really everyone that's there now. But this year, it's like they just took a big, giant step back. Not in a bad way. It was enough. But it's not like it was last year. I'm not that scared of it. What I think improved on Atlanta's team is their backfield. Their backfield blows ours away. So that's scary.
You know, proves how poorly or – How we should remember Matt Ryan as an MVP. You know, look at the fall from grace. He went from being an MVP to perhaps one of the most underwhelming quarterbacks of the year. And you can put I think a lot of that credit of the MVP on Kyle Shanahan, because it took him 4 years to master that offense. The first season that he goes without Kyle Shanahan, he goes right back to being, you know, kind of a bum. You know, so it's kind of it makes me think that he's probably one of the worst MVPs this league has ever seen, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you. I like Matt Ryan. I really do. I think he's a good guy. you make a good point.
But when you think MVP, I mean, you think, you know, Hall of Fame, because that's usually what it takes to become MVP in the NFL, and I just think he's one of the most mediocre MVPs we've had.
Yeah, and by the way, okay, yes, Dave on Twitter, by the way, wants to say, he's tweeted at times and says, why are you not mentioning this? So I'll just mention it quickly and then go back to our conversation. Playoff win since 1996. The Jaguars have 4 wins and the Cowboys have 2. There, I said it. I agree. That's funny. That's funny.
Yeah.
Because it's true.
It is funny.
Yeah, no, I get a joy out of that. But I don't know why I had to get to that. So, I think that is pretty funny. I mean, playoff wins, you know. And then another thing he wanted to also say was, and Tony, and say what this means, because I think it means nothing. And like Derek said before, stats are just stats. But when Jay Ajayi runs more than 20 rushes a game, he has around 128 yards, and they're 9-0, the teams he is on, when he runs that much. Also, the Eagles are 4-0 in home divisional playoff games, 3-0 in playoffs as home underdogs. Matt Ryan's 1-3 at the link, and the Falcons are 0-2 in playoffs in Philly. You know, yes, good stats.
Good stats. I think the only one that really matters there, because there's so many variables, right? You know, you're talking about J.J. when he was playing with Carson Wentz or whatever, but and there's a couple other things in there that are just obviously coincidences, but when it comes down to what the Falcons can do with the link. I think going into the cold weather, which I assume is going to be cold again this week, but going into that weather, you never know, because they are, what, 1-3? Is that what you said? At the link or in Philly? So that should give you guys some sort of an advantage on top of what usually gets you, what, like around 3 points in Vegas just for being home. So who knows, man?
Yeah,
but I think that weather can be something.
Also, it's funny to point out, one of Jay Ajayi's best career games was against the Falcons. How about that?
What, did one of those 200-plus yard games?
Yeah. It's very interesting. I got to be honest with you. I mean, that just screams, run the ball. If we come out,
I agree with you, but you know the defense for the Falcons is playing pretty well too, and when they have like Vic Beasley showing up, and they have a monster in the middle named Grady Jarrett, who's a run stuffing beast. You have a multitude of players. Deion Jones, one of the best middle linebackers in the league right now. So I know that JJ, you know, had a great game against them in the past, but they're playing lights out right now. They're kind of playing the quality defense that they've played before, and even Tack McKinley's showing up. So they're getting production out of their rookies, and that bodes well for them. It's just, I think that offense is too inconsistent. They might be able to sneak by, and they're probably favored for a reason to sneak by in Philly. But I think that with that home field advantage, it should be tight. I agree with you. I think it's going to be a really good game as far as, you know, the point differential.
I got to be honest with you. They don't care. The Falcons front line there, defensive line, yeah, they don't scare me. I mean, I'm honest. I mean, I think their backfield scares the living bejeebies out of me. But, yeah.
Yeah, but you have the number one rush defense in the league. I mean, I would be more worried about the potential of their pass rush and their defensive line prowess than what your rushing offense can do, because, I mean, it's going to give Nick Foles opportunities, right? The playoffs. Or the play action should be there. They're definitely going to try to run the ball. So if he can be effective, I think that's what it's going to have to take for them to have a chance.
But Nick Foles, he's better at the play action pass than Carson Wentz. We've actually had that comment on the show today.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
How is he better?
No.
He stinks. Listen.
He's probably not better at one single thing.
No, he's not. He's terrible. I'm looking at it like this. Doug Peterson, here's your game plan. Screen, run, tight end pass, run, long ball, run. Like, just run the ball! I don't want to be on here next week saying, why did Doug Peterson just pass? Why would you do that? You have, this is why you got LeGarrette Blount. This is why you got him right here. This game. It's why you got LeGarrette Blount.
I agree with you. I think we're gonna really see just how good of a coach Doug Peterson is or can be, because when you're given the first round bye in the NFL, you got an extra week to game plan. He better come up with something offensively with Nick Foles in place, you know, to put out there and have a chance to put up some points. So you're gonna see what you got in Doug Peterson. Or if it's just Carson Wentz being a monster, if it's his actual coaching that has given this team, you know, that 13-3 record.
Yeah.
As well as Carson.
Yeah. I mean, look at it this way. And this is what I'm going to end with. All right. This would be a monumental disappointment if the Eagles lose this game. Only because, and I think they will. I think they will, because I don't – I just think Nick Foles is just god-awful, all right? I look at it like this. You had 2 weeks to rest up and a day more than the Falcons to prepare. Who's good, but are they that good? I think the Eagles' defense
right.
is better. In all, if you look at it as a complete defense, better. Special teams, better.
They are.
The offense,
they are.
Obviously,
they are.
Better. Offensively, they're not. But you take two of the three,
right. That's
a recipe for – and home field in the possibly cold, LeGarrette Blount, Jay Ajayi, Corey Clement. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, you should definitely be hopeful. You know, I think you're hopeful. You know, I think you have a reason as an Eagles fan to be hopeful, but not to be overly confident. You know, you got to go into this kind of like how I go into every game as a Niners fan. You know, cautiously optimistic or you know, hope for the best. Yeah, we should be. We should be. I was saying it for a long time. You know, we have talent on the roster. We had 22 guys on IR by week, you know, like 10. So we have a lot of guys coming back, and we have a lot of draft capital. So, you know, with Jimmy G and the whole offseason, we should be really, really competitive next year.
I agree with you, for one. I agree with you on the Niners.
Yeah.
They are going to be good next year.
Yep.
They really are. Give me, I'm up against it. Give me a quick Eagles score for this Eagles Falcons game. Remember, I said the Eagles were going to lose in a close game. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd love to sit up here and say that the Falcons are going to put up like a good amount of points. I don't think it's going to be like a shootout by any means. So I'm going to go with maybe 23-21 Falcons.
And the Falcons, when scoring over 20, obviously.
Really?
The Falcons are the
game. Okay. Man, that's a good stat. So,
yeah, that's interesting, too. All right, Tony, up against it, but thank you for calling in. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, anytime, Mike. Yep, good luck. All right.
All right. We'll need
later,
it.
Bud.
All right, there he is, Tony from Easton. Let's go right to line number 7. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Mike from Tatami. How's it going, buddy?
Oh, you were from Bethlehem last week. Did you move? You move a lot, don't you?
Yes.
What's going on tonight, man?
Not much. What's happening?
You know, I'm torn because I told people at the beginning of the program, and you know, they're saying, well, I don't know, Nick Foles, and they always throw the 2013 thing. I got it. I heard it about 100 times. I know. 27-2. He was in a playoff. I got it. Nick Foles was good. He had a fluke good year in 2013. I understand. But there's a part of me that just looks at this and says, the defense at home has been really good. There's no way they lose this game. But then I look at the opposite side and I say, well, Nick Foles at quarterback, there's no way they win this game. So I don't know. That's where I'm at right now.
Well, the more I've been studying it for the past week, the more I tend to agree with you that it's going to be a close game. I was listening a little bit before I got on the line here. It's going to be a close game. I heard the previous caller's prediction. I was going to predict the field goal game. So I was going to go 21-24 Atlanta. So I'm in the same boat. He went, what, 23, I think?
Yeah, he went 23-21, last caller.
Okay, so I'm going 1 point higher. I'm going 24-21, field goal game, wins it. Matt Bryant, time expiring, boom. Because I don't think Atlanta's as dynamic as out in outdoors as they are indoors. So I think you got that a little bit in your advantage. Your defense is still tough. Your front four are still great.
I am just so sick of Matt Bryant. I remember in 2006, Buccaneers, and he kicked that 63-yard field goal. I remember, like, Matt Bryant's been around for like 100 years. Jesus.
Yeah, 16 years I think he's been in the league.
That's ridiculous. Retire, old man.
Yeah.
No, but I mean.
But I wanted to talk some Steelers football this week. I wanted to talk Steelers. Come on.
Absolutely. I got to be honest with you. I don't see how the Steelers lose this game. I got it. Ben threw 5 interceptions. I got it. Yes, last time, which means they're not going to make the same mistakes again and have the same exact game plan again. That game plan they had against the Jaguars in the first game, yeah, that was probably the worst game plan in the history of the NFL. They're obviously not going to go with that this time. So why would you think that the same result's going to happen? We've had callers that have said, oh, no, the Jaguars absolutely win. And I'm like, what? How? I don't see it. Blake Bortles stinks, by the way.
I don't even see Pittsburgh throwing the ball 29 times.
Yeah, they won't need to. They won't need to.
And if they do, 15 of them are going to go to Le'Veon Bell in the backfield, I'm telling you, or Juju Smith on little screens or something. That's about it.
Right, and I think that's good. That wins the game. And I believe it or not, I have this, and this is going to be a shock to many people. there will be one blowout this weekend. Actually, no. I forgot who's playing. There will be two blowouts this weekend, both coming on the AFC side. Yeah. And, Steelers. So basically what the Steelers and the Patriots are going to do is get these two schmuck teams out of our way. We are going to play each other, and we are the powerhouses. Get these little two babies out of the way. That's what they're going to say this weekend.
Completely agree. And I don't know if you were listening to Cowherd today while you were out in your travels, but Cowherd is predicting the Steelers to beat New England next weekend and make it to the Super Bowl. He said there's no way New England makes it to the Super Bowl this year. And he's a homer, and he loves New England.
Well, I mean,
not that that means anything, but that's the first time I've ever heard that out of his mouth in all the years of listening to him.
Oh, yeah, well, that might have been the actual only thing that he said that made logical sense out of the however many years that's been around. That's a different story for a different day. I think, hell, and you see it. You just see it. The NFL wants the Patriots in there so badly. They just love them. They love it, you know. And I look at it like, why? I am so sick of seeing, here we go, it's whoever and the Patriots. It's this and the Patriots. Like, enough. I've seen enough. I've seen it enough. I don't care anymore about the Patriots. Somebody else, please be in there. I want the Steelers in there. And when the Eagles get knocked out this week, that will be my other PA team. Because whether anybody likes to admit it or not and say, oh, that's a really soft stance. No, it's not. I can have a rooting interest if the Eagles aren't in there. Guess what? I live in Pennsylvania last time I checked. And I remember you even said it yourself. You like what the Eagles are doing. You like Carson Wentz. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. So if I want to root for the Steelers against whatever schmuck team comes out of the NFC, then that's what I'm going to do.
Attaboy. You're coming around.
No. Let me don't get it twisted like I'm becoming a Steelers fan. No, I'm saying when the Eagles are out, I'm going to be on the Steelers bandwagon. Now, you know, here's the thing. If they're out as well, and it's the Patriots and the Vikings, oh, God, I picked the gun, all right? That's who I'm picking in that Super Bowl. Oh, Jesus.
I'll be rooting for Drew Brees or Minnesota, one or the other. I'm not rooting for New England, no way.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course. Do you really think Minnesota can get there, though? I can't with Case Keenum. I just can't.
He hasn't had a bad game all year that I can think of. I mean, maybe one.
I don't know. I can't do it. I can't bring myself to it. Even though, you know, I got it. He's a good game manager. What did he do against the Falcons? Please.
I don't remember.
Really? Oh, it was 14-9. He put up 9 points against the Falcons. Oh, really? Am I supposed to be impressed? Wow. Good old Case Keenum.
I don't remember. Was that a road game or a home game?
I believe it was a road game. But who cares?
All right.
Who cares?
True.
He can't travel? Well, guess what? He's going to have to travel to Philly if we happen to win. And believe me, he doesn't want that. But I don't think, put it this way, Mike, I don't think he gets past the Saints. I think just like us, the top seeds in the NFC, both one and done this weekend.
Let's hope.
You don't think so?
I don't see Tom Brady getting knocked off this weekend. Is that what you meant? You said both number one seeds get knocked off.
Yeah. No.
I would love to see Tom Brady get knocked off.
No, NFC.
Oh, well, there's only one number one seed. You confused me there.
No, the top seeds is what I said. The top seeds.
Gotcha.
Right. Yeah. So that's what I'm looking at. And I got to be honest. I'm not expecting the Eagles win. But if it happens.
Well, just so you know, I'll have a jersey you can wear. As soon as the Eagles lose, I have a jersey you can put on for Sunday's game.
See, I know you're gonna. I knew people would take that the wrong way. All right. Are you becoming a Steelers fan? No, I'm not. I'm saying there's nothing wrong with having a rooting interest. The Eagles are knocked out because last time I checked, I live in Pennsylvania. All right. And the Steelers never did anything against the Eagles. And you know what? I actually like the Steelers fans. They're good. They travel well. They have their terrible towels. I don't really understand it, but that's fine. They have their terrible towels that they wave. And, you know, they have a lot of good players on the team. Alejandro Villanueva, great guy. Respect him. Don't so much respect some of the other people on the team, but respect him. And, you know, yes, we live in Pennsylvania, so why can't I root against them, especially when they play the Patriots? Get out of here, please. That's what I say. So
I agree.
Mike, give me a quick I'm up against. Give me a quick prediction for the Eagles game and then the Steelers game.
Eagles game, 24-21, Atlanta. Steelers game, I don't think it's going to be high scoring because it is two good defenses. So I'm going to go with, we're going to kick a lot of field goals. So I'm going to say we get four field goals, two touchdowns. So it's at 14-12, 26-10. That's my prediction.
I like it. And you know what? I actually like that score for you too. I think the Steelers you know, the Jaguars, they stink. They really do.
Appreciate it. Nice.
And then that other game's going to be ugly because the Titans snuck in, which means they're now you have the Patriots. Oh crap. Yeah, they'll probably get blown out of the water. Probably 40-10. But hey, you know, things can't always go your way.
Right.
All right, Mike. All right. Hey.
Hi, man. Take care. Yep, good luck. Bye.
Academy this week. He's from Academy this week. Last week he was from Bethlehem. This week he's from Academy. All right. When we come back, Dustin Pastula will be joining us. I'm dying to know what he thinks about some of what I said. All right. And I've said a lot. All right. And you guys have said a lot too. Appreciate the calls tonight. There's been some good calls. All right. But the nonsense needs to stop with this Nick Foles thing. I've had it enough. I've seen it enough. I got it. 27-2, 2013 season. Will you shut it already? All right. I'm coming back.
Pillsbury Eastern Honda, satisfaction's guaranteed.
Football season is upon us, and at Phillipsburg Eastern Honda, that means amazing deals all season long on our new Hondas, like the award-winning Accord. Right now, we're making it even easier to get into yours by dropping the prices so low, you can't help but save big. We have all your favorite Honda vehicles available on our lot with incredible pricing. Accord, CRV, Civic, Fit, all with special limited-time incentives. Now is the best opportunity to take advantage of these huge savings. Plus, we'll even give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. That's right, we'll give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. So close out the summer by celebrating real savings at Phillipsburg Easton Honda. Don't miss the Honda Savings Kickoff going on now. But hurry, these incredible prices and offers are available for a limited time only. Visit pehonda.com and apply for credit today. Saying yes is what we do best.
Phillipsburg Easton Honda, satisfaction's guaranteed.
Vehicle must be in safe operating condition.
All right, we got Deku Autobody sitting over there in Catasauqua, as if it's going to go anywhere. Family owned and operated since 1948, state-of-the-art facility and equipment. Guys, you are getting 90 days to finance your deductible. It only takes 45 seconds to prove it. Deku's car rental service, they are accepting all insurance appraisals, giving free estimates. Deku is your auto body specialist, done it many times. DekuAutobody.com, 1135 Howardtown Road, North Catasauqua, PA, 610-264-5507. Also, got Werkheiser Electric over there. They are always free estimates and powered by integrity. Guys, they got revolving coupons on the website. You'll see them. Werkheiserelectric.com. You mentioned One Sports Talk to Werkheiser Electric. You're getting $50 off your first service call. And that, what's better than that? You're getting $50 off by just mentioning this show. They are licensed in the Lehigh Valley, and they're licensed also in PA, New York, and New Jersey. You can get your weekends back. So you can get back to watching the big game and leave the electrical work to Werkheiser Electric. You can call them today at 610-866-1076 and go to Werkheiser Electric. You know, I'm honest with you. I did. I called them, and they helped me out. All right? Miller Lite, also, it's the original and the greatest. That's why I drink it. I'm sitting here in Ocean City, Maryland. I'm not in Ocean City, Maryland now. I wish I was. But when I am in Ocean City, Maryland, I do one thing. I look at my beer and I say, God, this is such a great beer. I love Miller Lite. And you can too. Just make sure you go and check out Miller Lite. And also, go to MillerLite.com.
Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the curb, gonna cut it up.
All right, I'm back here on One Sports Talk, taking your calls up until the 10 o'clock hour, 917-889-8018, press 1 to talk. We got Rob Guarino coming up momentarily, and right now I'm going to – I don't have any introductory music for him. Let's just play some just random – here we go. He loves CBS because of his Titans. And the Titans actually snuck in this past week somehow, some way. I'm eager to hear if he's like all with his pom-poms out and his nipples are hard. Oh, look at this. The Titans. Yeah, that's right. They're in, baby. Or if he's like, yeah, no, we're playing the Patriots. Yeah, we're one and done. So without any further ado, my co-host from his bedridden bed. I don't know if he's that sick, but he's sick nonetheless, and I don't want him coming anywhere near me if he's sick. Let's go to him right now, Dustin Pastula. Dustin, how you doing tonight?
Hey, man, what's up? Can you hear me?
Absolutely, we can hear you.
All right, great. This is my first time calling into the show. This is kind of weird.
I know, it's weird, isn't it? It's weird not looking into your eyes and seeing, oh, God, why did you say that? And then I have to, you know, whatever I said.
If it makes you feel any better, I've done it here at home. I'm sure some of the things you've said this show, you could probably feel my eyes upon you.
Right. Like when I was reading the sponsors, I felt you muttering stuff in my ear, even though you actually weren't in my ear. I still felt like I was going to laugh at any time. So, yeah, you're missed tonight.
Yeah. Well, thanks for taking the night that I'm not there to not do your beer crap with Miller Lite.
I forgot that, to be honest with you. Yeah, I normally do.
Dave, no. To answer what you said before I came on, no pom poms. Okay, none of that crap. I'm honestly, I'm surprised they won in the first place. They won by 1 point. I mean, and they almost threw it at the end there too. But I mean, I like the fact that they rallied back from 21-3 to win it. Honestly, at this point, I'm just kind of chalking it up as, playoff experience for our quarterback and for the other members of our team. And I think I'm just going to leave it at that. I mean, I'm looking at a little Giants scenario here coming up against the Patriots. So, in the words of Mike Yelich, I'm a realist. Okay, I'm not gonna sit here and.
Do you think there's any way you
boast about the Titans?
I'm gonna bring up another movie, Dumb and Dumber, when Jim Carrey said, "So you're saying there's a chance? Is there any chance at all?" At all?
Well, remember how Seattle played the best game they've played in years against the Eagles?
Yeah.
When Carson Wentz was still in it? Okay? The Titans have to play that. They have to play the best game they've ever played in the past 5 years. And the Patriots have to not have Tom Brady.
Yeah.
That's about, I mean, there's a chance. Okay. But there's always a chance. But, I mean, the chance I'm seeing is the Patriots come in thinking, oh, this is an easy win, and they play too relaxed in the first half, which they're too good to do. Even if they come in too relaxed, they'll notice it within the first 5 minutes and switch it up. So,
right. No, I hear you.
It doesn't even.
Okay.
but
I want your opinions on this. All right, all night I've been getting callers because for those of you listening right now and you just tuning in and hearing, I'm talking to Dustin over the phone. Dustin is very, very sick, so he is not physically in the studio with me. So that's why we're doing this phone call. So I have to explain to him. All night, these callers have been bombarding me with, Nick Foles, in 2013, he did really good. Will you stop with 2013? I got it. He was 27-2. He had the 27-2, you know, touchdown to interception record. And then he also, you know, he was in a playoff game. Do you think there's any class? Like, I am just 100%. Should I not be? Like, I just don't get it.
I mean, look. I was one of those people that told you not to give up hope when Carson went down, okay? I said it on the air. I gave you the stats. Okay, that 27-2 record is surpassed even Tom Brady, okay? But the fact of the matter is this. If the Eagles win, they're definitely going to have pulled it out of their ass, okay? Foles needs to come in. From what I understand, he went 2-1 at the end of the season, okay? But it was a sloppy 2-1. You know, it was not impressive whatsoever. And, you know, the third game where he got his loss, I mean, yeah, he only played one quarter, but if he plays like that one quarter this entire game, he's not going to put up any numbers. Like, that was just horrific. So,
by the way, thank you for saying 2-1 and 3-1, because Carson Wentz won that Rams game, so I don't even thank you for saying
2-1. Yeah, I mean, Foles just played the closing pitcher role on that one. He just kept them in the game, made sure that they won. He didn't get the win. So, callers were saying he's 3-1. I mean, that's just ignorant to say. But I'll tell you what, I don't think they're as bad off as people think. I think if the Eagles want to win this game, their defense needs to play like it did in the first 12 weeks of the season. Or even better, because they need to shut down Matt Ryan. They need to stop him. If they don't stop him, they're not going to win. And that would be the case even with Carson Wentz healthy. Then again, it is Carson Wentz. So if he was healthy, you end up, your defense wasn't completely on point, you'd still probably be able to pull out a win. But with Nick Foles, your defense can't have any slip-ups. You can't have any mistakes. And honestly, Doug Peterson's got to figure out a different way of play calling his run game. I mean, you've got three powerful runners back there. Don't put the ball in Foles' hands. Keep it on the ground. You know, my grandfather was always real big on up-the-gut, ground-and-pound football, and you got three big bruiser running backs back there that can really tear apart defenses. I say you trust in them. You give the ball to them. You keep cycling them in and out, all three of them. Have them run up the gut, tire out that line, tire out the linebackers, and, you know, make the secondary have to take these guys down, because that's where you're going to get your most success offensively.
Completely agree. And I gave these stats out, and, you know, and yes, I got it. People were tweeting this at me, like, I have to say this now. So let me just say this. Jay Ajayi, when giving him the ball more than 20 times, he's at an average of 128 yards and a 9-0 record for whatever team he was on. Also, the Eagles are 4-0 in home divisional playoff games. They're 3-0 in playoffs as home underdogs. And Matt Ryan is 1-3 at the link, and the Falcons are 0-2 in playoffs in Philadelphia. Now, I'm not really putting a lot into those stats, but they are very, very, very telling.
Yes, they are. And for any Eagles fans that were depressed and upset about Nick Foles, i.e. you, you know, you got to look at those. If it was one of those things, then I'd be like, oh, okay, that's kind of cool. But all those things stacked together, you kind of have to look at it like, okay, this is helpful. But it's helpful. If I was an Eagles fan, I would not be looking at this like, all right, sweet, that means we're going to win. Because, again,
this
Nick Foles is still your quarterback.
Yeah, so I agree. But this is exactly what we wanted. This is what the Eagles team, this is what we all wanted. The Eagles fans wanted the Falcons. We were like, oh, crap, if we go against the Saints, we're done. Carolina, they have revenge on the mind. And Cam Newton trying to contain him. We got exactly what we wanted. We got it.
Honestly, I'd rather play the Panthers than the Falcons. I said that last week on the show when I was there in person. I'm saying it again. I'd rather play the Panthers than the Falcons because the Saints showed it last week, okay? You keep hitting Cam Newton. I don't care how mobile he is. He's going to start crying like a baby. Those tears are going to gloss up his eyes. He's not going to be able to see where he's throwing, and he's not going to perform. And the Eagles' defense, especially their front line, would absolutely be able to do that. Not even on, even if it wasn't their best game, they'd be able to do it.
Yeah, no, I agree. We're getting to the other calls in a second here. Justin, I feel weird saying this to you. I'm up against it. Give me predictions for all four games. First, let's start with the obvious one. Eagles, what happened?
You know what? I'm going to go with the upset. I'm going to say Eagles 24, Falcons 22.
Oh, my God. All right. I knew it. We didn't have one Eagles pick all night, and there it is. And I somehow
knew. Oh, I know. That's why I did it.
Yeah.
Why I did it. I know you didn't.
Oh, boy. Then we have the Titans at the Patriots.
You know what? I think it's going to be closer than people think. I think it's going to be Titans 16, Patriots 42.
Wait, Dustin, we got to do this. Here, we got to do this. We need this. There. Oh, got to set the mood. We didn't even do that. All right. All right, next. We have the Saints going into Minnesota. Minnesota just one and done, just like I'm calling it for the Eagles. The top seeds in the NFC will be one and done. Dustin, your thoughts?
I agree. I think Drew Brees goes up to Minnesota. I think he takes care of business. I'm going with the Saints on this one. I'm going to go with 21-18. I think it's close, but I think it's low scoring, and I think the Saints pull it out.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. By the way, for that. Patriots Titans, I'm going to go 41-17. That's ugly.
Okay. So 1 point different from my foot.
Yeah. I think the Eagles actually pull off a close loss, as weird as that sounds. Falcons win this game.
Okay.
Falcons win it 28-24. Eagles. Yeah. We don't have a time. How about this? By the way, Vikings, stop with that. Saints win the game. Saints win the game easily. 31-19. Weird score, but you watch. And then we have the Jaguars at the Steelers. Your thoughts?
So, I actually want the Jaguars to win this game. But I have to pick the obvious. I'm going to go with the Steelers. I think the Steelers win it. I think it's a high-scoring game. I'm going to go with 35-30. But the Steelers definitely win. But I think it would be cool to see the Jaguars win just because they never do.
Jaguars don't score 30. Come on, man.
Hey.
Jaguars couldn't even score 10. What makes you think they're against that defense? No. Listen, Steelers win this game. Steelers win this game 28-6. And I'm not even joking about that.
Give them at least 11.
Fine. Because, yeah, you love that 11 score. There you go. 28-11. All right.
There we go.
Either way, Steelers make it through. All right, Dustin. I'm up against it. I'll see you next week because you'll be back.
All right. See you, Mike.
All right. There he is, Dustin Pastula, my co-host. Now, We're taking your calls up until the 10 o'clock hour. Let's get to line number 8. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Hello? Yo, it's Sean from Pine Hill. What's up?
What was going on there?
Yeah, I'm calling for my house. My daughter, yeah, I was doing some cleanup. I had my daughter on the house phone waiting for me.
Oh,
what's
well,
up?
Don't let me waste too much of your time here.
So, wait, is Dustin still on or no?
Yeah, Dustin just called in. He's sick tonight.
Yeah, I know. He hung up, so he can't be. Okay. So, I want Dustin to hear this, too. Do you remember week 3 when I told you? When I told you Saints?
Dude,
remember that?
Seriously.
I'm just. I'm not killing your team. The Saints thing was because the Saints have Drew Brees, who's still a stud quarterback, and he made other players good around him.
Okay, I got it. But what does that mean? Like, what am I supposed to just say? Oh God, he's great. You know what? You're right. The Saints are great. You're a Giants fan. Just because you're
I know I am.
Couldn't do a
our team was as bad as Oprah's. Yeah, our team was as bad as Oprah's Golden Globe speech, dude.
I agree with that. All right,
yeah.
You know I agree with that. But
yeah,
I gotta
yeah,
be
but
honest,
was that like a wise ass?
No, I'm just yeah. Listen, this is what I'm gonna say.
What?
Listen. All the Eagles fans are upset over Vegas. Think about that. They're upset over Vegas because Vegas made them an underdog. Why did they make you an underdog? Because you have Nick Foles as your quarterback.
I agree. I can't believe I agree with you, but I agree.
Yeah. And the thing is, if Carson Wentz was your quarterback, you'd be probably 5 to 6 point favorite.
Yeah.
Give or take.
Absolutely.
Maybe more. I mean, because it's the playoffs, but.
This is where I'm at, Sean. All right? This is where I'm at right here. I'm saying with this defense at home, I don't know how we cannot win. But then I look at Nick Foles and I say, I don't know how we can win. So
now here's what I'm going to give you a comparison. I've been to many of the Thursday night, Monday night, Sunday night games, the last couple of my wife, Giants, you know, when the Giants play. Eli Manning has played terrible in there, and that's honestly what I see Nick Foles doing. I see Nick Foles being the Eli Manning when he goes to the league, and I don't see him playing a good game. There's no way – listen, there's no way that the Eagles can game plan in 2 weeks, right? Because they had him running the Carson Wentz offense. That's why he has – stunk. And don't give me the Giants game you played good because he got the ball on the 15, the 15, and the 25 due to turnovers. So anyone can make them throws. Huh?
Yeah,
so here's the thing. He can't move the ball. He can't move the ball. And the Falcons defense has been playing really, really good. So if they don't ground and pound it, and the thing is, if they don't ground and pound it, like they're supposed to, and everyone knows it's coming. Who cares, dude? Blunt should be your primary back to start the game. Throw something different. Have Blunt and a Jai in the backfield. You know what I mean? They don't know what's coming.
I don't disagree with you. I've been saying it all week. And I look at the stats that say, you know, when Jai Ajayi rushes for this amount, this happens. Well, yes, absolutely. And if Jai Ajayi...
Yeah.
Run him more than 20 times. He has averaged 128 yards, and the teams have a 9-0 record. You have to carry the load. Have Jai Ajayi carry the load. Blunt, wipe it up. Be your closer, and then screen to Corey Clement. That is the recipe for staying close. I still don't think they win, but I think they can stay close enough where this is a respectable game, and the Falcons aren't laughing at us as they leap.
All right, now here's my question to you.
What?
Wouldn't you want to put Blunt first because they think Ajayi's getting the ball and run with Blunt?
They think Nick Foles stinks, and they're right. What does that get me, though? Who cares what they think?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm telling you, put Blunt and Ajayi in the backfield, dude. screwing them a little bit. That's all. Do something different. Don't be the old school Andy Reid where he, you know, the Leaf he came from, because that's what everyone talks about. But you know, don't be predictable and say you know, you got to run the ball, got to run the ball, and then you're gonna throw the ball.
Yeah. So.
What do you think about that, by the way?
What's that?
Same old Andy. Same old.
Yeah. Oh. Well, my brother. Here's the best story, real quick. Give me a minute. My brother was home from Egypt. Yeah. He teaches over in Egypt. He's a Titans fan. So his flight got delayed. So I got to go watch a game with him and then watch Andy Reid choke, which was great, and then watch him watch the Titans win. Dude, you run the ball five times in the second half with the best running back in the NFL. Like, come on, man. There's no excuse for that.
Wait, so, run it.
What's that? Who?
Le'Veon Bell.
I can't hear. I'm sorry. My son's yelling in the background, dude.
Well, you said the best running back in the NFL. Le'Veon Bell is definitely the best running back in the NFL. Come on.
Look at the stats, though. Didn't Hunt lead the league in rushing?
All right. Well, I look at the stats for this Eagles game coming up, and I say, well, Eagles are winning for sure. Stats always don't mean everything. Just like in this.
Yeah, but I'm saying the second half, you got a guy that led the league in rushing, you give him the ball five times when you're up 21-3. Come on, dude. Stats or not, no stats. You hand him off the ball.
Yeah, no. So. I agree.
Are you going to the game?
I am. No. I don't want to sit in the rain and watch Nick Foles play football. It's just not what I like.
I don't blame you. But here's the thing. Listen, I'm going to be straight up. You know, I'm a Giants fan, whatever. But your guys are where you're at because of Carson Wentz. And just be happy that that's your quarterback for the future. You guys have a franchise quarterback, and you got a great future. But Nicky Foles.
Let's go have a ham sandwich.
Underdog, yeah. Let's go have a beer. So.
Yeah, and a beer. And I'll need about 10 of them after watching the Eagles play. Give me a quick score, though.
I'm looking at, I want to say 2013 Falcons, but I think there's going to be some, like, a score late. Maybe 20, you know what I mean, 23-13. I don't see Nick Foles moving the ball. I think the Falcons are going to do what they did to the Rams, get up early. Yeah. And Nick Foles isn't going to be able to bring, he's going to pass.
Yeah. No, so. I agree with you. All right. Don, I'll talk to you
next
week, and I will be, I'll be sued, and I will be down because the Eagles will be out of it, and it's all because Carson Wentz is out. And
that's why. That's the whole reason. If you lose, it's Carson Wentz. So,
yeah,
all right, brother.
Exactly. All right,
yo, congrats on what you're doing.
Oh, I cut him off. What, Sean? Go ahead.
Congrats on the lights in Griswold, by the way.
Lights in Griswold. What's that?
Yeah, your light. Whatever you did, your light. Greenwald, Griswold, Green. Whatever, dude. Congrats. Congratulations. All right. See you.
All right,
buddy.
All right.
Bye.
All right. There he is, Sean for Pine Hill. You know, Jason Martinez and I, we rag on him, but no, he's a good caller. He's one of our favorite callers. The Oprah comment got me. But guys, I got to be honest. My final thoughts are this. I don't know. This is tough for me. I don't know. I can't imagine what I would be like if Carson Wentz was our quarterback right now. I'd be on cloud nine. I would be like, you know what? Not only are we going to the Super Bowl, we're going to win the Super Bowl. And now it's just like everything is just it's done. And you knew it the night Carson went down. You knew it. You just knew it. It's over. See where I'm at. It's over. There's nothing we can do. There's not even really, to be honest with you, there's really nothing we can even say that will make this game go by any sooner or quicker or easier, because we're going to lose. And when we do, next week I will say I told you so. There's been one person, which is my co-host, who can be a little crazy from time to time. And he's the only one out of anyone to win the game. And I just, the closer we're getting, the more I'm getting like, this has been a good season. But it's over. It's time to let go and focus on next year. The Chiefs are there. So Andy Reid's predecessor, whatever you want to call him, his trainer, the teacher, the student, whatever, he'll be there this weekend. Because it's over, guys. It's over. It was a good season, all right? It was a good season. Carson Wentz is our quarterback. We are to have ourselves a quarterback. And, you know, that alone, it makes me feel good. It makes me realize that, you know what, next year, guess what? Watch out, because the Eagles will be making the playoffs, probably going to the Super Bowl, and Carson Wentz will be the guy to lead us there. It's just not this year. And that's okay. It's okay. It happens. I'm not soft because I'm saying that. I'm saying that Carson Wentz got injured. Steelers win another one at this point. At least they're a PA team that we can root for against those stupid Patriots and against that with any stupid-ass Case Keenum or even Drew Brees. I don't want to see him win again. I saw it once. I don't need to see it again. Just give the Steelers another win. Who cares? Really. So that's where I'm at. You know, I'm there. It's not like I accepted defeat, but I accepted defeat. I really did. You know, I don't want to accept it, but it's something that you all and I have to do. The Eagles lose this game. And I think it is a close game. 28-24, and those are my final thoughts. Rob, what about you? What do you think about that?
Hello?
Rob, you're on. I got to you really quick.
Oh, I didn't hear the beep. Oh, I didn't go quick. Oh, my final score?
Yeah.
28-24, Eagles. Actually, I like that score.
What? You're going with
that?
Yeah,
I was
going to
say that was my score. I'm picking the Eagles 28-24.
Are you serious with this?
You don't think the Eagles are going to win?
No.
I haven't heard a second of this show.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. We'll see about that. Home crowd, defense goes crazy.
What's the weather going to be like for this game? What's the weather looking like?
Actually, the weather is kind of a non-factor. There's going to be some rain in the morning, 50s in the early afternoon, but then it kind of drops into the 30s, maybe 40.
Good.
So it's a kind of a chilly little breeze, but I don't think the weather's a big factor in this game.
All right. Good. Good to hear. Rob, I'll catch up with you next week. Dustin was sick tonight, so it's like you and Dustin were both on calls, and yours was quickly, and he was on the call. It was a weird night, and you know what? It's going to be an even weirder day on Saturday when you watch the Eagles just lose. I'm saying they lose.
All right. We'll catch up again in a week with the next snowstorm. All right. We'll see.
We'll see. All right, Rob.
Have a good one, guys. See ya.
All right. There he is. Rob Guarino. And with that, guys, it's been fun. I'll talk. First thing.